Good morning, my beloved. I pray that all is well with you and your family. I prayed for the grace of God to overshadow you today. I pray for the divine favor of God to rest upon you today. I pray that you see the hands of God at work in your life today. I pray that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding fill your heart today. I pray that the love of God be seen in and through you today. May the Lord God be with you. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God make his face to shine upon you. And may the grace of our Lord God take over you today. May the Lord answer those prayers that you have been praying. May God answer and open doors for you today. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist, a place where we love one another, care for one another, loving one another, being friendly, kind to one another, encouraging one another, uplifting one another. Our focus is on sharing the gospel. You are in the right place this morning. And as you listen to the podcast this morning, it is my prayer that you will meditate on these words this morning. There are two passages of scripture that I want to read and leave with you this morning for your meditation and for my meditation as well. They both are found in the book of Proverbs. So we are going to look at Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3, and then Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. These words, I pray that you meditate on them throughout today. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3 says, "He who guides his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction." In other translation, they say, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. But he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction." Society we live in today has taught us to speak to everything or to speak against anything or all things. There are times we need to speak, and there are times we need to just be quiet and not say too much. Many of us don't know how to do that. We feel that we have to answer to everything, we have to speak to everything. It reminds me of the time and the moment in which when they brought the woman who were caught in adultery, they asked Jesus because they had a trap. They had set a trap for him. And they began to say, who sinned? Should we stone this woman? Because Moses' law said anyone who is caught in adultery should be stoned. The Bible said Jesus kneeled down or squat and began to write in the sand. There are times we just need to be quiet. Your words matter. Life and death is on the tongue. So there are times we just need to be quiet. And there are times that we need to speak. Society tell us today that you have to speak to everything because it shows that you don't go for all things. But that is not always true. There are times that we just need to be quiet and let the Lord speak for us. So Solomon, knowing this very well, and said, he that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. Learn to keep your mouth, your words. Learn to keep them. The second passage of scriptures that I want to leave with you that the Spirit of God will begin to speak to you on is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. And that verse is very dear as well to me. It said, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Like I said, many of us don't know how to talk to each other anymore. We speak directly from our head, our emotions, when we are upset or discouraged or frustrated. But words matter. So again, Solomon, knowing this, I say, a soft answer turns away wrath. How you respond to situation turns away wrath. If you speak gently, it's going to turn away wrath. If you speak to condemn everybody else and feel that you're the only one who knows how to handle things better, it's going to create wrath. But if you gently speak to the issues of life, it turns away wrath. Same thing with our children. Same thing with our co-workers. Same thing with our partners. How we speak matters. Are we speaking to just only condemn everybody else and judge everybody else and tell everybody else that they don't know what they're doing? Or are we speaking gently because we want to win them over? We have to always consider the motives behind why we are speaking and why we are saying what we are saying. Remember this, Solomon said, a soft answer turns away wrath. What if someone was upset with you and came to talk with you? How you respond back to the person can turn away the wrath. They came angry, but they might leave with soft, gentle, kind spirit because of the way in which you spoke with them. You didn't talk down to them. You didn't judge them. You didn't judge them. You didn't condemn them. But you spoke with them as a fellow human being. You didn't look down upon them. You spoke with them as God will speak to us today. When a spirit condemns us, or when the Spirit of God convicts us, its conviction is not to condemn us. Conviction is not to drive us away. The Spirit's conviction is to bring us to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it matters how we speak to each other and how we handle and deal with each other. So again, I pray that you will meditate on these words. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. May God bless you today. May God keep you today. God bless you.